Part 1. 1. A man is placing documents into a filing cabinet in a quiet office. A. The man is shredding papers beside the desk. B. The man is arranging files in a cabinet. C. The man is typing on a keyboard. D. The man is answering a phone call. 2. A woman is handing a document to a colleague at a reception desk. A. The woman is passing a document to another person. B. The woman is stapling papers together. C. The woman is opening a laptop. D. The woman is cleaning the desk surface. 3. People are sitting around a conference table during a business meeting. A. The team is having a meeting in a conference room. B. The team is eating lunch in a cafeteria. C. The team is leaving the office building. D. The team is cleaning whiteboards. 4. A man is carrying a box into a delivery truck. A. The man is unloading packages from a truck. B. The man is driving a forklift. C. The man is inspecting shipping labels. D. The man is stacking boxes in a warehouse. 5. A woman is giving a presentation in front of a projector screen. A. The woman is presenting slides to an audience. B. The woman is writing on a whiteboard. C. The woman is adjusting office chairs. D. The woman is answering phone calls. 6. Several passengers are waiting at an airport gate. A. Travelers are boarding an airplane. B. Travelers are waiting near the boarding gate. C. Travelers are collecting luggage. D. Travelers are checking in at a hotel.
Part 2. 7.
When will the report be finalized?
A. I finished it yesterday. B. Probably by tomorrow afternoon. C. The office is closed today. D. Yes, I understand your concern. 8.
Could you resend the invoice?
A. I will check it later. B. I already sent it again. C. The meeting starts at 10. D. It was on the table. 9.
Do you need help with the setup?
A. No, I can handle it. B. The system is updated. C. I lost my password. D. We met yesterday. 10.
Where should we place the order?
A. I think online is fine. B. The order was delayed. C. It is on the shelf. D. She placed the call. 11.
Is the conference room available?
A. It is booked this morning. B. I will send the agenda. C. The printer is working. D. Let's leave early. 12.
Should I call the client now?
A. Yes, go ahead. B. The file is missing. C. I ate already. D. It was expensive. 13.
How long will the repair take?
A. About 2 hours. B. I forgot my keys. C. The weather is nice. D. He called earlier. 14.
Did you receive my email?
A. Yes, I just checked it. B. The meeting was long. C. I will call tomorrow. D. It is on the desk. 15.
Could you lower the volume?
A. Sure, I will turn it down. B. The report is ready. C. I need more time. D. She arrived early. 16.
What time does the store open?
A. It opens at 9. B. I like that store. C. The package arrived. D. We should wait. 17.
Are you attending the seminar?
A. Yes, I registered already. B. The door is open.
C.
I forgot my notebook. D. It is too late. 18.
Where did you park the car?
A. Near the entrance. B. I will check again.
C.
The lights are off. D. He parked outside. 19.
Can you finish this by Friday?
A. Yes, I should manage it. B. The system crashed.
C.
I lost my notes. D. We met last week. 20.
Why was the meeting canceled?
A. Due to scheduling conflicts. B. I will join later.
C.
The file is missing. D. It was too noisy. 21.
Have you submitted the application?
A. Yes, I sent it online. B. The office is closed.
C.
I need more coffee. D. It is raining outside. 22.
Who will lead the project?
A. The manager will decide. B. I am not sure yet.
C.
The budget is approved. D. We left early. 23.
Do you want coffee or tea?
A. I will have coffee. B. The report is ready.
C.
I forgot my phone. D. She called earlier. 24.
How did the presentation go?
A. It went quite well. B. The printer is broken.
C.
I need help. D. We arrived late. 25.
Could you speak more slowly?
A. Of course, I will slow down. B. The meeting ended.
C.
I lost my wallet. D. It is too late. 26.
What is the deadline for this task?
A. I think next Monday. B. The file is ready.
C.
I will check again. D. She left early. 27.
Are you free this afternoon?
A. Yes, after 3. B. The report is due.
C.
I forgot my bag. D. He is busy now. 28.
Can we move the meeting?
A. Yes, let's reschedule it. B. The system is down.
C.
I need lunch. D. It is already done. 29.
Do you know the password?
A. I might have it. B. The office is open.
C.
I will call later. D. It was delivered today. 30.
Why is the internet so slow?
A. Maybe too many users. B. I am not sure.
C.
The meeting is over. D. We should leave now. 31.
Could you send the file again?
A. I already resent it. B. The office is closed.
C.
I forgot my lunch. D. It is raining now.
Part 3. 32.
The conference schedule has been updated due to room availability issues.
I will inform the attendees and resend the agenda shortly.
Please also check whether the catering time needs adjustment.
Q1. What is the main topic of the conversation? A. A transportation delay affecting participants. B. A change in meeting arrangements. C. A new employee onboarding process. D. A product marketing strategy. Q2. What will the woman most likely do next? A. Cancel the event entirely. B. Update and distribute information. C. Purchase supplies. D. Conduct a survey. Q3. What does the man ask about? A. Equipment maintenance. B. Budget approval. C. Catering timing. D. Staff recruitment. 3-3.
The shipment from the supplier has arrived earlier than expected.
That is great news. We can begin inventory processing immediately.
Should we prioritize perishable items first?
Q1, what is being discussed? A. A delivery of goods. B. A financial audit. C. A customer complaint. D. A training session. Q2, what will they do first? A. Return damaged items. B. Process inventory. C. Update marketing materials. D. Close the warehouse. Q3, what concern does the man raise? A. Storage temperature. B. Payment delay. C. Shipping cost. D. Product design. 34.
The training session will now include an additional module on data security.
I will revise the slides before tomorrow's workshop.
Please ensure all participants receive the updated materials.
Q1, what is the announcement about? A. A schedule change in training. B. A product launch. C. A vacation policy. D. A restaurant opening. Q2, what will the woman do? A. Cancel the workshop. B. Revise presentation materials. C. Hire new staff. D. Order equipment. Q3, what should participants receive? A. Refund forms. B. Updated documents. C. Travel vouchers. D. Survey links. 35.
The maintenance team will inspect the air conditioning system this afternoon.
I will notify staff to expect temporary interruptions.
Make sure conference rooms are not scheduled during that time.
Q1, what is being planned? A. Equipment inspection. B. Marketing campaign. C. Staff promotion. D. Client meeting. Q2, what will the woman do? A. Inform employees. B. Repair equipment. C. Conduct interviews. D. Cancel orders. Q3, what should be avoided during the maintenance? A. Email communication. B. Room reservations. C. Online payments. D. Staff training. 36.
The company will introduce a new digital reporting system next month.
That should reduce paperwork significantly.
Training sessions will be scheduled in advance.
Q1, what is the main topic? A. A software update. B. A building renovation. C. A travel plan. D. A customer survey. Q2, what benefit is mentioned? A. Faster deliveries. B. Reduced paperwork. C. Lower prices. D. Increased staff. Q3, what will be organized? A. Interviews. B. Training sessions. C. Product testing. D. Facility tours. 37.
The library will extend its opening hours during the exam period.
Students will appreciate having more study time.
Additional staff will be assigned for support.
Q1, what is being announced? A. Library schedule extension. B. New textbook release. C. Sports event cancellation. D. Tuition increase. Q2, what will students gain? A. More study time. B. Free materials. C. Travel discounts. D. Job offers. Q3, what will be increased? A. Parking fees. B. Staff support. C. Building size. D. Course difficulty. 38.
The marketing team has finalized the campaign for the new product.
We should prepare social media posts immediately.
I will coordinate with the design department.
Q1, what is the situation? A. A product campaign. B. A system failure. C. A legal issue. D. A hiring freeze. Q2. What will be prepared? A. Financial reports. B. Social media posts. C. Training manuals. D. Travel itineraries. Q3. Who will the man coordinate with? A. Sales department. B. Design department. C. Legal team. D. HR department. 39.
The customer feedback survey results are now available for review.
We should analyze the data before making decisions.
I will prepare a summary report.
Q1. What is being discussed? A. Survey results. B. Product shipment. C. Staff scheduling. D. Office relocation. Q2. What should be done first? A. Launch a campaign. B. Analyze data. C. Hire employees. D. Close accounts. Q3. What will the man prepare? A. Presentation slides. B. Summary report. C. Training schedule. D. Budget proposal. 40.
The parking facility will be closed for repainting next week.
I will notify all employees and visitors.
Temporary parking will be arranged nearby.
Q1. What is the notice about? A. Parking closure. B. Office relocation. C. System upgrade. D. Staff training. Q2. What will the woman do? A. Paint the facility. B. Notify people. C. Design posters. D. Conduct repairs. Q3. What is being arranged? A. Temporary parking. B. New building. C. Employee bonuses. D. Online training. 41.
The flight departure time has been delayed due to weather conditions.
I will update passengers at the gate immediately.
Please also arrange additional seating if possible.
Q1. What is the situation? A. Flight delay. B. Hotel booking issue. C. Train cancellation. D. Package delivery. Q2. What will the woman do? A. Update passengers. B. Repair aircraft. C. Change routes. D. Cancel tickets. Q3. What is requested additionally? A. Meal service. B. Extra seating. C. Refund forms. D. Security checks. 42.
The bookstore is hosting a weekend discount event for selected titles.
That should attract more customers to the store.
We will also feature author signings.
Q1. What is the event? A. Book discount sale. B. Library renovation. C. Film screening. D. Music festival. Q2. What is expected? A. Lower prices. B. More customers. C. Staff reduction. D. Online shutdown. Q3. What additional activity will occur? A. Cooking class. B. Author signings. C. Job interviews. D. Equipment repair. 43.
The IT department is upgrading the company's internal network system.
This should improve overall speed and security.
Users may experience brief interruptions.
Q1. What is being upgraded? A. Office furniture. B. Network system. C. Customer service. D. Accounting system. Q2. What benefit is mentioned? A. Faster and safer system. B. Lower salaries. C. Longer breaks. D. Free equipment. Q3. What might users experience? A. Extra fees. B. Delayed emails. C. Brief interruptions. D. Account deletion. 44.
The restaurant has introduced a new seasonal menu featuring local ingredients.
I would like to try the special lunch set.
It also includes a complimentary dessert.
Q1. What is being introduced? A. New menu. B. New chef. C. Delivery service. D. Cooking class. Q2. What does the woman want? A. Reservation cancellation. B. Lunch set. C. Job application. D. Event ticket. Q3. What is included with the meal? A. Free drink. B. Dessert. C. Discount coupon. D. Gift card. Part 4. 44. An airport operations center has issued a broadcast regarding runway maintenance scheduled for early morning hours. Flights arriving before 6 a.m. will be redirected to alternate gates without prior notice to passengers. Staff members are instructed to update digital boards every 15 minutes to reflect current gate assignments. Travelers are advised to confirm boarding locations through the mobile application before entering the terminal. Q1. A. A maintenance schedule for aircraft engines is being announced. B. Gate changes will occur during early hours. C. Security procedures will be suspended temporarily. D. Boarding will be delayed due to weather conditions. Q2. A. Through printed brochures at information desks. B. By checking a mobile application. C. By contacting airline headquarters directly. D. By listening to in-flight announcements. Q3. A. Every 15 minutes. B. Every 30 minutes. C. Every hour. D. Once per day. 45. A university administration has released a broadcast concerning changes to the spring semester timetable. Several lecture halls will undergo renovation, requiring temporary relocation of classes to nearby buildings. Updated schedules will be distributed via email and posted on the campus portal by the end of the day. Students are encouraged to check room assignments before attending their morning sessions. Q1. A. Renovation work will affect classroom locations. B. Exams will be postponed indefinitely. C. Tuition fees will be increased next semester. D. Library access will be restricted permanently. Q2. A. By email and campus portal updates. B. Through printed newspapers only. C. By telephone hotline exclusively. D. Through social media advertisements. Q3. A. At the library entrance. B. At cafeteria notice boards. C. On the campus portal. D. At sports facilities. 46. A logistics company has issued a broadcast regarding delays in international cargo shipments due to port congestion. Additional handling staff will be deployed to reduce processing time for incoming containers. Clients will receive updated tracking information once shipments clear customs inspection. Priority will be given to medical and perishable goods during distribution scheduling. Q1. A. Cargo inspections are being suspended. B. Shipments are being redirected to air transport. C. Delays are occurring due to port congestion. D. Warehouse closures are planned indefinitely. Q2. A. Through postal mail updates. B. By visiting physical offices. C. Through updated tracking information. D. By contacting customs authorities only. Q3. A. Electronics shipments. B. Fashion apparel. C. Medical and perishable goods. D. Office furniture. 47. A technology firm has released an internal broadcast regarding a scheduled cloud service upgrade. Temporary latency spikes may occur during the migration window late tonight. Engineers will monitor system stability and apply rollback procedures if performance thresholds are exceeded. Clients are advised to avoid deploying major updates during the maintenance period. Q1. A. A new product launch is being announced. B. System maintenance may cause performance fluctuations. C. Security breaches have been confirmed. D. Hardware replacements are completed. Q2. A. By increasing server capacity permanently. B. By shutting down all services. C. By applying rollback procedures if needed. D. By outsourcing infrastructure. Q3. A. During morning hours. B. During peak business hours. C. During late night hours. D. During weekends only. 48. A hospital network has issued a broadcast regarding changes to emergency room intake procedures. Patients with non-critical conditions are encouraged to visit outpatient clinics instead of emergency facilities. Digital triage systems will prioritize cases based on severity levels determined at arrival. Additional staff training sessions will be conducted next week to support the updated system. Q1. A. Emergency intake procedures are being revised. B. Hospital construction has been completed. C. Insurance policies are being canceled. D. Pharmacy hours are reduced. Q2. A. By using outpatient clinics. B. By contacting ambulance services only. C. By visiting emergency facilities regardless of condition. D. By waiting for home visits. Q3. A. Severity-based prioritization system. B. Alphabetical registration. C. Random selection process. D. First come, first served only. 49. A hotel chain has released a broadcast regarding renovations in its downtown branch. The swimming facility will remain closed for 2 weeks while filtration systems are upgraded. Guests will be offered complimentary access to a nearby partner facility during this period. Room rates will remain unchanged despite the temporary closure of amenities. Q1. A. Renovations are affecting hotel facilities. B. New branches are opening internationally. C. Staff salaries are being reduced. D. Reservations are fully canceled. Q2. A. By increasing room prices. B. By closing all dining services. C. By offering partner facility access. D. By reducing check-in hours. Q3. A. 1 week. B. 2 weeks. C. 1 month. D. 3 days. 50. A pharmaceutical distributor has issued a broadcast regarding revised cold chain storage requirements. Temperature-controlled transport units will be required for all vaccine shipments starting next month. Compliance audits will be conducted randomly across regional warehouses. Non-compliant facilities may experience temporary suspension of distribution privileges. Q1. A. Storage requirements are being updated. B. Manufacturing is being discontinued. C. Retail prices are increasing. D. Clinical trials are ending. Q2. A. By using refrigerated transport units. B. By switching to manual delivery. C. By increasing shipment frequency. D. By outsourcing logistics entirely. Q3. A. Next week. B. Next month. C. Next year. D. Immediate effect. 51. A national railway operator has issued a broadcast regarding platform digitization upgrades. Paper tickets will gradually be replaced by QR-based boarding passes across all stations. Staff will assist passengers unfamiliar with the new system during the transition period. Legacy ticket machines will remain operational until full migration is completed. Q1. A. Platforms are being expanded. B. Ticketing systems are being digitized. C. Train schedules are cancelled. D. Fares are being reduced permanently. Q2. A. By using QR-based boarding passes. B. By purchasing paper tickets only. C. By booking via phone calls. D. By using cash payment exclusively. Q3. A. Indefinitely. B. Until next week. C. Until full migration is completed. D. Until seasonal schedule changes. 52. An international conference organizer has released a broadcast regarding venue access restrictions. Only registered participants with digital credentials will be permitted entry to keynote sessions. Live streaming will be available for remote attendees in multiple time zones. Workshop materials will be distributed electronically after each session concludes. Q1. A. Venue access is being restricted to registered participants. B. Event location is being changed. C. Catering services are cancelled. D. Speakers are being replaced. Q2. A. By attending in person only. B. By using digital credentials. C. By purchasing printed tickets. D. By registering on paper forms. Q3. A. Before registration opens. B. During keynote sessions. C. After each session concludes. D. Only at closing ceremony. 53. A National Weather Service has issued a broadcast regarding an approaching storm system affecting coastal regions. High winds and heavy rainfall are expected to peak during late evening hours. Emergency shelters will open in designated schools and community centers. Residents are advised to secure outdoor objects and avoid unnecessary travel. Q1. A. A storm system is approaching coastal regions. B. Earthquake activity has been detected. C. Air pollution levels are improving. D. Transportation strikes are occurring. Q2. A. Early morning hours. B. Midday hours. C. Late evening hours. D. Overnight only. Q3. A. By increasing indoor ventilation. B. By securing outdoor objects. C. By opening windows widely. D. By traveling frequently.